good afternoon from a bright side, and a lovely evening to all my ardent listeners, wherever you may or could be this morning. I tag this year triple blessings. Our triple blessings will still abound for us, and it will never depart from us. It will always be as expected, and what we've been hoping for will come at our pace and very easy. Right now, I'm going on the season sections, which I talked about. I said we'll be having me, myself, and I as a season. You, yourself, and you. Then a relationship, sex, sexual intercourse, and marriage. Though it's relationship, marriage, and sexual intercourse. I will be tagging relationship, marriage, and sexual intercourse as season 7. Why me, myself, and you will be season 8. And then you, yourself, and then you will be season 9. Let's get on board with relationship, marriage, and sexual intercourse. What is relationship about? Relationship is interconnection between individuals, resulting into intimacy, which could either be by blood or by marriage. We need to define relationship before we go ahead into so many aspects, because relationship is wide. We need to talk about so many things so that we'll get it right. Relationship could also lead to a romantic or sexual friendship, and that is where everybody is concerned. It doesn't have to be about sex alone. So let's get the ball rolling. We could also say relationship is a close connectivity which eventually leads to sexual feeling or intercourse, and could be on a first date. And then when this occurs or happens on a first date, we all know what is termed it is termed as a one-night stand. Ladies, I'm talking strictly to you now, and I'm talking straight into your eyeballs. Do you actually need a one-night stand? Is that what you want out of a relationship? Because from relationship, we're going into what we call affection. And then by someone being affectionate stems from what we call relationship. And then a good relationship will take you into affection. Now, let's say affectionate. Affectionate is a readily feeling or showing fondness or tenderness to your partner or to the other party. And this is being showed through their behavior, their character, and their attitude. Relationship is a wide topic because it has to do with so many elements, so many things we do not get right when going into a relationship. I will be highlighting, and then in my next episode, we'll be talking about these highlights. First of all, I'll be highlighting building an healthy relationship. How do you build an healthy relationship as a beginner? Because we are not all perfect. We need to let people know what relationship is about and how to build that relationship. First of all, we need to focus on the present and not the past. The present in the sense that you've made mistakes before. We are just highlighting now. We are not explaining deeply. In the next episode, we'll take them step by step. Two, you have to think about the future of the relationship from the start. You don't make it too late. Three, make sure you're attracted to the person and not the relationship at a glance, not what you expect to benefit or derive from the relationship. Four, you don't skip the sex talk. Yeah, that is very, very important in any healthy relationship. Five, you meet each other friends. Six, don't have important conversation over text messages. And you know what that implies. Seven, you have to be yourself. No fake lives. Eight, enjoy every bit of the relationship like it could or will end at that moment. That is, at this moment I'm talking, anything could go up. Nine, don't worry about the relationship. Let it go at its own pace. Let it flow like a river. And then when you get to the end of the river or the tunnel, you know which direction to take. 10, don't overlook the red flags. You can talk over it if it is a small or smaller issue. So far, it is still permissible at just one occurrence. 11, you spend time apart. You need to have time for yourselves apart. 12, stop bringing up issues about your ex into your relationship. 13, relationship aren't 50-50%. They are 100-100% in order for you to have a lasting relationship. 14, communicate how you feel often. Communication is very paramount and it's a key item in any relationship. 15, actions matter more than words. Those actions are much more important than their words. So those are the tips for building an healthy relationship. We'll also be talking about dating tips for beginners. It's going to be in another episode too, because that one has to do with one, you select the individual you want to date carefully. Do not forget that these dating tips arose from relationship. You need to form a relationship, that is by being friends before actually going into dating, before you say you want to start dating on a proper level. One, as I said, select your partner carefully. Two, don't trust too early and don't give away your trust so easily. Three, date an individual who is interested in you, that is in your physical look, not in your material wealth. Four, your first love must not be your last love, because anything could go on, anything could go wrong. Five, don't be pressurized into starting a new relationship after breakup. Six, know the risk of unprotected sex. We all know why. Seven, dating is a tricky game, either online or facially. 10, like I said, get to know and understand the person you are about to date. That is 8. That is 9, meet each other in a public place, not in a secluded or protected room. 9, That's 10. Sorry. Drink responsibly while dating. 11. Be yourself. That's very, very important. 12. Compliment your partner always. 13. Two-way conversation. 14. No ex talk, please. Strictly no ex talk. 15. Hands off your phone while having conversations. 16. Discuss what you want from the relationship or from dating the individual. And then the last but not the least, as I've said before, practice safe sex. If it is also possible, eliminate sex and practice celibacy. These are the top tips for building an healthy relationship and for dating. We are on board the flight now for relationship, marriage, and sexual intercourse. So in our next episode, we'll be highlighting and then we'll fully diagonalize everything bit by bit, because it's going to take, I don't know how many episodes it's going to take from this season, but I just pray all my ardent listeners would always be glued to their seat for Priceless _ Elisemu Ola about relationship, marriage, and sex. Thank you once more to all the ardent listeners of Priceless _ Elisemu Ola. Good morning from an early rise. Good afternoon from a bright side. And a lovely evening. Thank you and have a lovely day.